Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show and a good Friday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. I gave Low T Chuck and Longoria the night off. Tim Andrews, famous for his starring role on the Eric Von Hessler Show, joins us for the program tonight. Tim, thanks for spending part of your Friday evening with us.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
I've been trying to get you on the show for good part of 15 years.
Yeah, it's
and you
been
finally
a long time.
You finally get hired by WSB, and right. I lose you to Von Hessler.
I'm here whenever you need me.
Well, that's what I was told, so I'm going to have you on Fridays.
Okay.
And let the other bananas go. Tonight after the show, Tim is going to be heading to the Punchline to see the first guest on the Mark Arum Show tonight, world-renowned comedian, and perhaps the guest on the Mark Arum Show with the most Twitter followers ever. He is Veer Das. Veer, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Thank you for having me.
4 million Twitter followers.
Yes, I've slept with most of them.
That's well. What's the best part about social media?
That's how you get them.
Is sleeping with your followers. So,
yes.
First off, before we continue the show, you are going to follow me on Twitter, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, fantastic. Yes. Now that we got that out of the way, you are one of the most famous actor / comedian / performers in India. And this is your first time performing stand-up in the United States, is that correct?
Atlanta, yes.
Okay.
The United States I've done once before.
All right.
So, yeah.
And you're obviously a smash success in India. Why come to the United States now? What's the draw?
You want to get good at tennis, you have to play tennis with people who are better than you are.
Okay.
So I've been doing comedy in India for about 10 years, and I want to know if I'm really a global comedian or not. So this is step one in a world tour. So from here we go to Australia, to Europe, and we're doing 26 countries and 6 continents.
Excellent.
So we're starting here.
And your English is flawless.
Thank you.
Did you grow up bilingual?
I grew up in Africa.
Oh,
actually,
wow.
I grew up in Nigeria.
Okay.
Then I went to school in Delhi, in India.
Mm-hmm.
I went to college in the Midwest in Galesburg, Illinois.
What?
I went to grad school in Montgomery, Alabama. And then I finally settled down in Bombay, in India. So that's my...
So what you're telling me is you're actually in the CIA.
Yes.
You just took
I kill people after I tell jokes.
You
every
just
day.
Took us through the first 4 seasons of Homeland right there. He's like Africa and Mumbai in the middle. That's fantastic. And you seem young. That's a lot of time spent traveling in such a short...
I'm 37. Don't let the surgery
okay.
fool you.
So you're about my age.
Yes.
A little younger. I'll give you that. But you look younger.
Thank you. How long
have you been doing stand-up?
About 9 years.
All right.
And, yeah.
And have you seen a marked improvement since when you first began to where you are now?
You know, the thing is, I started stand-up more as a rebellion. Like, I was mm-hmm. in this really Stanislavskian acting program in grad school,
mm-hmm.
Which was just this sit in a circle and cry all day and hold hands kind of,
yeah.
you know. And so 2 years of just Chekhov, Simon Miller, Shakespeare.
Yeah.
And so at the end of that, you do a thesis performance. So I wrote a show called Brown Men Can't Hump, which is which was a stand-up comedy show.
Yeah.
And that kind of led into getting discovered in India and Bollywood and TV over there and now this.
Well, yeah. Veer Das joins us in studio. He's at the Punchline tonight. Tickets available online at punchline.com. Pretty big Indian community here in Metro Atlanta. In fact, one of the, and I wish he was here tonight, my buddy Sanjay
mm-hmm.
is an integral part of the show. He does a very funny segment. And he always talks about the pressure, and I can relate to this as a Jewish guy, our parents wanting us to become either a doctor or a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel that pressure from your folks to what are you doing wasting your time in comedy and acting?
So I was kicked out of like 3 boarding schools before I even considered what I was going to do with my life. So
okay.
I think my parents just gave up hope then.
Yeah.
After boarding school number 3. But I think for the longest time, my mom She knew what I did. She just couldn't figure out why people paid to see it. Like, that was, yeah. She's like, I get what you do. You tell jokes and that's fine. But why are there 1,000 people here? What is this doing for them?
Yeah.
Is more the puzzle that that she had. So, yeah, now they're good.
Once you show them the paychecks, yeah. I mean, so I haven't gotten there yet. My parents are still like, it's not too late to go to medical school, you know, Mark. You could really still become a pediatrician if you really wanted to. So my checks aren't there. What was the big break in India that made you who you are now, that everyone in India recognized you and you're a huge star?
So it's actually a funny story. I at some point, I was doing TV and I was doing stand up on TV, and mm-hmm. I had my own like sort of daily show with Jon Stewart. Like,
okay.
I had a show called News on the Loose with Veer Das, which was on CNBC in India.
Okay.
And it was really boring, and you know, I was doing like a lot of financial news, and you know, I was 29.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make it into the movies. So I ended up just producing a DVD, which was my stand-up comedy show, and I made sure that it looked really good on the outside, like that the packaging was good. So in a DVD library, it would hold up. And I went to every DVD library in Bombay where I knew directors for films rented out movies. And I just gave them like 20 free copies. And I'm like, just take this, make money off of it, I don't care. The show was called Viragra. And so it just looked like Viagra from far away.
Nice.
And a lot of directors kind of picked that up and saw it. That went to one of the biggest stars in India, his like third AD, and got me a film called Delhi Belly, which was like India's Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.
Oh,
like,
okay.
That kind of a,
love that movie.
And that movie changed my life.
That's
that was
amazing.
A big hit, and that changed my life.
Veer Das joining us in studio. He's at the Punchline this weekend. Tim Andrews and Wellington Ojukwu. Wellington is the host tonight at the program. Are you nervous, Wellington? I mean, Veer's a huge star.
Nah.
You're okay? Now, you're local. You're from, yeah. You're Nigerian.
I know the city. I know the people.
Yeah.
You know, this is exciting. It's exciting more than anything else. I just found out he lived in Nigeria for 17 years. And I'm still in my mind like, he lived in Nigeria?
Longer than you.
Longer than me. Longer than me. He did time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Veer. When you perform in India, mm-hmm. you don't do it in English, do you?
I do.
You
absolutely.
Do. So yeah. English all the time.
It's always in English, yeah.
How prevalent is the English language in India now?
It's 10% of the country, so it's not very, very prevalent,
okay.
to be honest with you. But, I mean, 10% of our country is still kind of 40% of your country, if
yeah.
that makes sense.
I got
so
you, yeah.
We got 1.2 billion, so that's 120 million people.
That's enough to pay
you guys
the
bills. Are 300 million or something yeah. like that. So
there well, you go. It's dropping. President Trump is kicking, you know,
yeah.
11 million out by the end of the show tonight.
We'll see who builds this wall.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Do you have your visa?
I have my visa.
President Trump, what do you think about Veer Das?
I don't think it's going to be so bad. Can I be honest with you? Like, and I talk about this in the show as well, where everybody's saying, man, we didn't choose this guy, and now we have to live with him. To Indians, that's a marriage. You know what I mean?
Like that, like, arranged marriage.
That's what Trump is.
Yeah.
He's your arranged marriage.
Yeah.
And I believe in arranged marriage. Like,
yeah.
You have an opportunity to do what the wife does. Make him miserable. So please go ahead and do that. And
you just pray at some point you fall in love and have nice kids.
Can I mean? I mean, my gut tells me I don't think he's going to last. I don't think
he'll
last the term.
Yeah.
Something will give. The hair will break the camel's
back.
Well,
what I said during the... And no offense, President Trump, who joins us in studio.
None taken.
what I said during the election process was, if ask yourself, if you're worth $10 billion,
mm-hmm.
you can literally do anything you want for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Enjoy every desire,
yeah.
everything. Do you really want the toughest job in the world? Like, why would you do that? So I always thought 6 months tops. If he gets elected 6 months, he's like, you know what? I'm worth $10 billion. I'm getting the heck out of Dodge. Meet your new president, Mike Pence. Am I close to that, President Trump?
You're very close, but I would like to say, Veer, I'm very sorry for what we did to the Indians. The West could have been settled if we'd worked with the Indian people.
Yes.
Oh, man. I was reading a good article the other day, which was just saying that, you know, it's not him, it's us.
Mm-hmm.
In every... Like, the world goes through these 71, 72-year cycles where every 72 years, the world just starts going, what about us and what about our country, and becomes more nationalistic and more egocentric. And it's like a pressure cooker, and it eventually needs release. And the last time was 1935 to 45.
Yeah.
So we're headed for some sort of major...
It's cyclical,
yeah.
is what you're saying.
World conflict.
Let me ask you a question. You mentioned India. Right now, there's no restriction on travel for folks from India.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do Indians think about the political scene in America right now?
We're grappling with our own, man. You know what I mean? But much like you guys and Britain, we also elected a very far right prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and that's what we're grappling with over there. You know, comedians get arrested sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Like I did a show, God, maybe a year and a half ago. I was doing an arena, so I had about 2,900 people that were watching the show. And I did a joke about how I performed for the late president of India. And it was a true story where he was supposed to watch me for 5 minutes and then leave, and he stayed for 35.
Wow.
But I did this bit about how I did a dirty joke and he laughed, which means he knew what I was talking about, etc. somebody showed up and said, "You cannot talk about the president of India." And I said, "Well, with all due respect, if you'd like a refund, with all humility, I will give you one.
Yeah.
But it's my show and I'll talk about whatever I damn well please." Second half, I go up on stage and cops start filling up stage right in the wing.
Wow.
So there were 20 policemen and he filed a sedition charge against me. And you can do that now.
Just a random dude.
Yeah. And the cops came in, heard the joke, had a sandwich, laughed at it and went home.
That's
God
amazing.
Bless the Delhi police. They're fantastic. But I live in a country where that's an option. You know, you can file a sedition charge against a stand-up comedian.
I'm pretty sure you're going to be safe at the Punchline this weekend.
I hope so.
Veer Das, I can't wait to see you. I'm excited. Tickets available online at punchline.com. When are the show times? Do we know what the show times
are? Yes. So tonight, 8 and 10.
Okay.
Tomorrow, which is Saturday, we've got 6, 8 and 10.
All right.
And then Sunday's at 7 o'clock.
And then where are you headed to next?
Next weekend is Caroline's in New York.
Oh, I love that spot.
They're doing 6 shows there. Then there's Denver, Tempe, and Seattle.
Excellent. So you're all... Do Americans get your comedy? I mean,
you seem like a
very funny dude.
What I like is, you know, I preface the show with pretty clear context, which is I have an Indian accent. This is the next 90 minutes of your life. it won't change. There's no Apu from The Simpsons joke coming up.
Yeah.
This is not a bit. Tonight, the Indian accent will be a perspective, not a punchline. And you have to be okay with that.
I think it's charming. I love it. I hope American audiences appreciate that.
But they're so receptive to that. Because, you know, we've always been the bit. You know, we've always been the funny Indian sort of, thank you, come again.
Yeah,
that's always been, you know, why you've laughed at an Indian thing. But you've never just...
The undercover racist thing that we got going here.
But you've never just heard an Indian talk to you about gun control or about Obamacare or about the roads or about whatever.
Yeah.
And so they're just super warm and receptive to that. The minute you preface it right.
Well, as Wellington will tell you, Atlanta is the southern melting pot. So I think the audience is going to eat you up tonight, much like they are eating you up here on the Mark Arum Show. Can you hang out for one more second?
Absolutely.
All right, Veer Das in studio. He's a legend in India. 10% of India can't get enough of this guy, which is basically all of the United States. He's at the Punchline this weekend, as is Wellington Ojukwu, the Nigerian nightmare, both on stage. You got an international flair tonight.
Yeah.
We'll come right back. It's the Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show. Welcome back, Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show. Coming up next half hour, David Danzig from Bites and Sights will give us a preview of the fine culinary options that will be available at SunTrust Park, the new Braves home, starting in April, and I can't wait for that. Veer Das, Wellington Ojukwu in studio here. They're at the Punchline this weekend. Veer from India. Let's talk about American cuisine. Do you dig it, or do you like American food?
I think you do with your cuisine what you sometimes do with your movies, which is make slightly more relatable, watered-down versions of other people's cuisine. So your Chinese food isn't really Chinese food.
Oh, no, absolutely
not. Your Mexican food isn't really Mexican food. Slumdog Millionaire was not an Indian movie, let's be clear. So it's the same thing.
Yeah.
But,
So Indian restaurants in Atlanta, that's not...
That's not Indian food.
Really?
No, you are not eating anything close to Indian food.
I'm going
to
punch Sanjay in the belly because he's like, he takes me to places like, this is authentic Indian.
No, it's not.
And then I wind up in the facilities for 4 hours. I'm like, all right, that must be authentic Indian. Because
it's just designed to give you an ego trip and get your money.
Interesting. All right. So if you know, Punchline is at a diner. It's at the Landmark Diner in Buckhead.
Oh, really? Okay.
What might you have before or after the show tonight? American food.
Okay, so you know how you never outgrow your poverty?
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And with cuisine, that's even more true. So for me, I did a year in my life where I was in Chicago after college, and there was a place called the Grand Lux Cafe on Michigan Avenue.
Okay.
And I used to wash dishes there for about a year, trying to make it as a comic. And lunch every day was a single cheeseburger and six McNuggets. and no, touch wood, God has been kind. I'm doing all right in my life now. The second I land in America, that's what I want.
That's amazing.
Is a cheeseburger and six McNuggets.
No, that's, the, I mean, as a Jewish guy, our food is what we ate in the slums in the Lower East Side. Cow tongue and pickled herring. And, you know, it was the stuff that no one else would eat, and we would eat it.
Yeah.
And now that's what we eat, and we get charged an arm and a leg for it.
How, having said that, though, I had my first pastrami sandwich the other day, like a pastrami on rye with Swiss and the pickles and the crisps on the side. Fantastic.
You loved it.
I did.
Excellent. You're going to have a good time at Caroline's. Obviously, Olive and Lana is in love with you right now. Where can we find you online and all that good stuff?
It's veerdas.in, which is my website.
Okay.
The tour is called the Boarding Das Tour. So it's hashtag Boarding Das whenever you're talking about it. The Veerdas on Twitter, Veerdas on Facebook.
All right. Wellington, Atlanta kid, you're local. I want to have you back on the show sometime, man.
Awesome, awesome. You let me know.
And where can we find you on
You can find me on Facebook, Wellington Juku. That is J-U-K-U. Instagram is Wellington Ojuku, O-J-U-K-W-U. Instagram, I'm sorry, Twitter is Wellington Juku.
You ever think about changing your name for a show business?
Joe Smith? Joe Smith.
You know, everybody thinks I did that, though, because my name is symmetrical. Everybody thinks like that's a show business name.
I think it's Veerdas and Wellington Ojuku. I mean, what more do you want? They're at the Punchline tonight. Tickets online at punchline.com.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. There we go. That's us.
Winning!
Excellent. Best of luck on the tour.
Thank you,
Wellington,
man.
We'll see you again soon in studio. Tim, hang out. You're not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
All right. News, weather, traffic next. This is The Mark Arum Show.
In America, where all men are free. It's so good to be born in America, all the home of the red, the white, and the blue.
Welcome back to the show, and a good Friday Eve to you. Mark Arum at your beck and call till 9 p.m. every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Joining me in studio now, you've heard him on Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living. You've seen him peeking through your windows at night. I don't know where you've known him, but he's been around town for many, many moons. He is the owner, creator, and CEO of Bites and Sights. He is my friend and yours, Mr. David Danzig. David, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Well,
I use drones now, by the way. I don't like creep up into people's windows like I used to. Yeah, technology has really helped me out with that.
So last week on the show, we had Steve Gelbach in from Channel 2 Action News talking about the battery outside of SunTrust Park and the cool things that are going in there. And I had a casual conversation with you in the hall yesterday. And you actually have a full breakdown. You wrote an article about what's most important to me about SunTrust Park and the battery, the restaurants. Because as a foodie, like I am, Tim Andrews, are you a foodie?
Sort of.
Sort of?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I mean, that means I go wherever my wife wants to go.
All right. Yeah. Fair enough. I think that we all abide by that rule.
If you're a foodie, it's kind of like being pregnant. You can't be sort of a foodie.
Yeah.
You're either, you got to release your inner fat kid or, you know, if you're just eating for sustenance, that doesn't constitute a food.
No, I see. You go to some joints in East Atlanta that definitely are foodie havens.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. She likes pho and things. She likes to experiment.
It's pho. Yeah. It's actually pho.
It's pho?
Is it really?
Yeah, it's not pho. It's pho.
That's breaking news.
That is breaking news.
It
is pronounced
pho. I've been pronouncing it pho for however many years.
Yeah, they're just placating you. No, if you go in and you want to go OG style, you got to say it's pho.
All right.
Faga.
Well, let me ask you a question then.
Okay.
Is it a gyro or is it a gyro?
It is a gyro. It is a gyro. I've been in restaurants. I went to Halal Guys and the guy was saying it's gyro, but I have, after extensive Googling and stuff, it's gyro.
It is gyro.
Like gyro.
In the Northeast, I never called it a gyro. It was a gyro, Tim.
Gyro.
Yeah, it was always a gyro. So
It may be tomato, tomato.
I mean, the actual pronunciation is gyro, but I mean, it's a gyro to me.
I've done a lot of research, and all I find is it's gyro, like hero.
All right. Without further ado.
Just eat it.
My inner fat bastard can't wait to go to SunTrust Park. What are some of the options, the culinary options we're going to see at SunTrust?
Well, this was just, you know, it was such a shock to the system when the Braves decided to go up to Cobb County. And, you know, the main problem was that when you went down to Turner Field, it was sort of this wasteland around the stadium. And really, after other than the 81 games of the year, there was nothing to do. So I think the Braves started with a blank canvas. They wanted to create a year-round, exceptional fan experience. Sure. And that's what the Battery is shaping up to be.
To be fair,
yes.
They did have that KFC outside of Turner Field for a long time. That was spot on. That
yes.
was a good.
Yeah. Oh, I
was
mean.
A good spot.
It was.
But then it went away. And that's why the Braves left, honestly.
I think, yes. The dearth
the
KFC of
KFC
down, was.
Like,
it really left a void.
Yes.
But the Battery. Okay. So this is going to be this incredible mixed use facility. And they really did their homework. This is a combination of the great chefs that we have here, our homegrown guys, and then they're also bringing in these proven world-class concepts that are coming from, you know, outside the city. So let's just start here.
Let me jump in for a second. So for those folks that don't know, you're going to have SunTrust Park, and the Battery is this complex just outside
That's
the park.
Correct.
So it's
That's
two
correct.
Separate entities.
So you can go to the Battery and not go into the
sure,
game.
Absolutely.
Or you know, I think the idea is warm up at the Battery and then stumble into the park. So, you know, we were talking about this is a, Yankee fans will know what this is, a murderer's row. It's a reference to the 27 lineup of
Ruth
the New York
Lazzari,
Yankees.
Gehrig. I can't remember the other ones. Do you remember, Tim? Those are the three big ones.
Ruth, Gehrig. Who was the other one?
Lazzari.
DiMaggio.
No, that was pre-DiMaggio.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But Murderer's Row is just a reference to the crazy lineup. So this
kind
is
kind of like the talk lineup at WSB Radio.
It really is. It really is.
Slade, Von Hessler, Kane,
Danzig,
Andrews.
Okay. So anyway, we'll start out. So some of these are going to be ready for first pitch opening day. Some of these are going to come in, you know, kind of later, and some are probably, you know, after the season. But let's just start off with James Beard award-winning chef Linton Hopkins.
Love that dude.
Guy is a genius. Restaurant Eugene, Holman & Finch, Longleaf, which is in the Botanical Gardens, H&F Burger. So Linton and his wife Gina are going to do a steakhouse, and they're naming it C. Ellett's. And this is a reference to his great-grandfather. And supposedly this is going to be a 6,500 square foot, his biggest restaurant yet.
Wow.
And it's going to be sort of a nod to New Orleans fine dining steakhouse kind of vibe. That's going to be opening in May.
He's a super nice guy, too. He's been on the show a couple of
times.
He's
brilliant.
He is really good.
He is brilliant.
I honestly, he has so many restaurants now. I haven't even been to all of them. But Eugene, great, great stuff.
It's transcendent. It's just one of the finest fine dining experiences.
So is this going to be like that, or is this going to be a traditional steakhouse?
It sounds, and the rendering looks to me like if you've ever been to Antoine's in New Orleans or Arnaud's, sort of it's highbrow, but it's got a sort of a rollicking, you know, Le Bon Temps Roulet kind of feel to
Not
it.
Not an uppity kind of place.
It doesn't feel like that. And he's so Southern centric and, you know, but it's not the traditional South isn't sort of uppity. It's there's a real down home feel that I'm imagining that's what he's
going
to bring to this.
Okay.
It's gonna
going
to be right outside
else,
the ballpark. Okay.
What else are we going to get?
Wahlburger. So this is this is going to be opening in May. This is a fast casual burger concept from Chef Paul Wahlberg, and his brothers, Mark and Donnie, are part of the team. And so they're going to be bringing fresh burgers and crispy fish sandwiches, haddock, if you're you Yankees that know what haddock is.
Haddock.
And there's going to be beers and, you know, and things like that. Hopefully they'll bring a little of their good sports karma down from Boston. And so that's going to be opening in May, Wahlburgers.
Mark Wahlberg joins us in studio. Mark, are you excited about Wahlburgers at
Am. You should totally go see the Braves and stop at my Wahlburgers. It's great.
I will check it out. I know it's a big hit. I've never been to one personally. Have
you
been to one?
I have not. Yeah. I have not. So that's got a good buzz around it. And again, the Battery is going to be one of these, I guess because you're on property there, mm-hmm. you can grab a beer. They call it a Wahlbrewski here at Wahlburgers, and then take it out and walk around.
But can you take it into the park?
That I don't know. That right. That you cannot do.
Okay, so you can't bring your steak from C. Ellis into Turner Field.
Yeah, I think you can bring your steak. You just can't bring your vodka beverage. Gimlet or whatever,
okay.
You know.
Nice. So.
All right. Crew Food and Wine Bar. This is a concept. There's already a couple of these in the market. There's one up at Avalon. This is going to be kind of a wine wonderland. 300 bottle, you know, choices of 300 bottles and 30 wines by the glass. So you can dig into a menu there and take your wine and take that to go as well. That's projected to be late spring. Terrapin, for the big brew fans, yeah, of Terrapin. This is going to be really exciting. Terrapin's going to team up with Fox Brothers Barbecue, which is out in Inman
favorites.
Park. And
I
it's
love.
Just, it's amazing barbecue. It's Texas style. So you'll be able to go to the Terrapin Tap Room and eat Fox Brothers. They also have
let me jump in for a second.
Yep.
I haven't been to Fox Brothers since I stopped eating meat.
Why did you do that?
That's a long story. I saw a video. I'm not happy about it, but I stopped eating meat. Is Fox Brothers still as jammed as it always used
yes,
to be?
Yes.
It's still.
They're making their waves. They're going to be in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium as
yeah.
well. I mean, they're really starting
so
to branch out.
It is
absolutely.
Really
There's
so
a little
good.
Kiosk down from the station. Have you ever been over there on Armor Drive? It's right around
meat.
The corner.
I know.
You stopped eating meat.
Well, I've started to eat chicken though, in
That's
the last
meat.
Year. Only because financially, because we got the Chick-fil-A Black Card, so
yes.
I get free chicken every day.
You are sort of drawn
so,
to the,
yeah. Fiscally to speaking, I had to start
right.
eating chicken. You've been to Fox Brothers, right?
Absolutely
yeah.
love Fox. Barbecue is my favorite food.
Yeah,
so.
We used to go for lunch at the stadium. We would take Bruce Martin would yeah. go down. I mean, you know, that guy knows barbecue and just pig out. I do miss that. I might cheat with Fox Brothers.
You can't deny your carnivore instincts. I mean, we're cavemen.
Yeah.
You can eat ribs, too, because vegetarian ribs.
Yeah, exactly.
Is finger food.
Well,
finger food.
You can transition over. Okay, so next we have Antico Pizza. There you can get a non-meat pizza.
Can we say that Antico is the best pizza in Atlanta? I mean, is that official?
It's hard to argue against that. It's Neapolitan style. So I know there's people who are like, I just don't like Neapolitan pizza. I like more of a Roman style, or I like a thick crust. I like a Chicago.
Yeah.
So, but if you like Neapolitan style pizza,
The only problem I have, though, their best pizza is the San Gennaro,
yes,
whatever,
the
with
San
the sausage.
Yes.
I can't eat that anymore.
Pick it off.
I still get pizza there, and it's
yeah.
delicious. But that one with the peppers and
yes.
the sauce is so good.
It's transcendent.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm excited. I think it's the best pizza in Atlanta. I'm a pizza snob, but it's really good.
There's you are going to have a hard time finding someone disagreeing with
yeah.
you. So
that guy's having a hell of a career, right?
He's Giovanni De Palma. He's an interesting guy. I've interviewed him. He's just fascinating. Yeah, Antico Pizza, if you've ever been to the one here in Home Park around 10th and Northside, next door he's got Gio's Chicken. I would love to see a Gio's Chicken come
chicken
to,
farm there is
to
legit.
SunTrust Park. Yeah. But Antico Pizza is going to significantly elevate the pizza experience
yeah.
at the ballpark. The El Felix, speaking of favorite sons of Atlanta, Ford Fry.
Another awesome dude.
Unbelievable guy. Brilliant. I mean, the Braves just, I mean, this is.
I heard him on, I think it was Belinda's show with you guys.
That's right. We had him on.
And he was talking about, he's got the caboose or something.
He's going to have a vintage truck that I don't think is going to move. It's just going to be sort of anchored in front of. He's bringing an El Felix. There's one up in Avalon. So this is a true Tex-Mex smoked meats. You know, it's my favorite Tex-Mex experience in the city. He's bringing that to the Battery as well. So they'll have this truck stationed outside the restaurant, and you can just pull
but
on
it's
up.
A huge he said on Belinda's show, it's a
huge
restaurant.
Huge restaurant,
inside, yeah.
And you can go in and sit down, or you can just grab one of his signature margaritas to go from that truck, walk around the Battery. I mean, this is going to be heavenly.
Dave Danzig, Bites and Sights, Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living. Can you hang out one more segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, hang tight. Tell the folks where you can find you on social media and all that.
Follow
stuff.
Me. My handle is Bites and the letter N Sights. BITES, the letter N, and SITES. Follow
and
me.
And that's on everything?
That's everything, including Snapchat, Instagram,
Tinder,
Twitter.
Everything.
Grindr. Wait. Can you edit that? Okay.
All right, hang out. David Danzig. You know him, you love him from the Belinda Skelton Atlanta Living Show. He'll be right back previewing the amazing culinary assortments at SunTrust Park and the Battery. Hang tight. It's the Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show. Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show. Mark Arum and Tim Andrews in studio, joined by David Danzig, a very important man at the Cox Radio campus. You can also hear him on Belinda's Atlanta Living Show, which is heard every weekend.
1 to 3 p.m. I didn't see the cue.
Saturday or Sunday?
It's Saturday, okay. From 1 to 3, and we'll be on tomorrow talking about a bunch of bites and sights as
all
well.
Right. We don't have much time. Real quick, what else are we going to get to eat at the Battery?
So coming up in October, so that we'll probably won't be open for the season, there's a concept out of Denver called the Punch Bowl Social. This is a 27,000-square-foot facility that's coming to the Battery. It's going to have a menu designed by our own chef, Hugh Atchison.
Okay.
And they're going to have bowling, bocce ball, and karaoke. It's sort of going to be, they call themselves an entertainment establishment.
Kind of like a Chuck E. Cheese for adults.
Sure. Absolutely. Punch Bowl Social. Speaking of Hugh Atchison, they're also going to have a hot dog stand he's going to do called the First and Third Hot Dog and Sausage Shack. And so he's going to do these kind of upscale Franks. I mean, all this stuff is just going to elevate all the traditional ballpark fare.
I got to jump in, Danzig. Johnny Cavazza will kill me if I don't ask this question. Any fast food outlets? Are we going to see a Varsity in here? Are we going to see a Chick-fil-A in here? Are we going to see anything like that? Do you know?
I predict inside the stadium. This is the Battery.
So nothing outside, but inside.
I don't have any reports of that
yet. I think we're getting a Varsity inside.
I would guess a Waffle House that was going good at Turner Field, sure. Chick-fil-A. I think you'll see some of those familiar brands in the stadium.
Traditional baseball food, waffles.
Exactly, the hash browns. We got to run for weather, news, weather, and traffic. Your article will be where? Where can we find your article?
This will come out in the Encore Atlanta April issue. And, follow me on Bites and Sights on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and all the other social media. And my website is bitesinsights.net.
All right. David Danzig, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Tim Andrews, where can we find you on the social media sites?
You can find me at Tim Andrews here on Twitter, and that's pretty much where I hang out.
Mark Arum here, you there. At Tim Andrews here. All right. I should have snagged that. Gentlemen, have a great weekend. Thanks so much. I can't wait to break bread with you at the Battery in SunTrust Park coming up in April.
Let's do it.
News, weather, and traffic next. This is the Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show. Go to sleep, you little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby. Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.